This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know what that means? It's time for Ray Fittipaldo. Everybody loves Raymond. Things just a flying in here. On the first Donnie Football Friday, I learned during our brief intermission that Donnie played with a guy named Kenny Clark back in high school, Donnie?
Yeah, not the same one, but he's doing pretty well for himself. He went to like Ohio State Medical, and he's a doctor now. So
good for him, Dr. Clark.
Yeah, very good guy.
he played on Kenny Clark, also the guy who went from Dallas or Green Bay to Dallas, the defensive lineman. You also played with a guy who played at the University of Buffalo, yes?
Yeah, Waylon Fink. He played there for a season.
Waylon Fink.
What?
Waylon Fink. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's his name.
Is he related to Waylon Jennings or Jim Fink?
You want to know the God's honest truth?
Yes.
He was named after Waylon Jennings.
Donnie,
I mean, this is
you want to know the God's honest truth? Now, when you just said that, you look like Waylon Jennings. Go look at a photo of Waylon Jennings. Ray, this is unbelievable how things are turning on a Donnie Football Friday.
Only in Westmoreland County.
That's right, Ray. Waylon. He was a Salem Township boy living in the woods.
Where is Waylon Fink now? Is he Dr. Fink?
No, he is not. I think he might be like a state trooper or something now.
Cool.
But yeah, he was there.
So you're
Khalil
good.
Khalil Mack's final year at Buffalo, he was there.
So you're good if you get pulled over on the Greensburg area. Dr. Fink.
Dr.
Waylon Fink takes care of you, probably.
Hopefully.
Donnie. Yeah. And lastly, Ray, and I'll include you in this and certainly hope that you're well. We're watching, for some reason, the University of Buffalo, Minnesota game from last night is on the TV here on FS1, the entire game, believe it or not. Low key. UB has great helmets. Have you seen these helmets, Ray? You played college football. Donnie played college football. Limits thinks he played college football.
I watched college football.
Yes. What are the best helmets in college football? You get two, Ray. You go first, then Donnie, then Limits, then me. You only get two.
I'm going old school. I'm going Penn State, number one.
Yeah? And who else?
Oh, I thought we were going to go around the horn. Number two, Michigan.
Oh, you're upset with that, Joe.
Yeah.
Donnie, I know you're
who
upset
are your
with
two?
That.
I am a little bit.
I also brought up UCLA.
Oh, yes.
I think those are some of my favorites. I will go with my next one. Now, do I want to do that? See, I like the Ohio State helmet when it's just like covered in the Buckeye stickers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it looks like
stickers.
It looks like a marijuana leaf, but like
David DeCastro and Le'Veon Bell could wear that helmet right now.
But there was just always something as a kid, the Ohio State helmet with the stickers.
I say that because DeCastro's getting into the medical marijuana business, and because
Le'Veon
smoked a hell of a lot of it. All right, so who are you going with, Donnie?
UCLA and Ohio State.
And Ohio State.
Yeah.
Limits, who do you got?
Ready for this take?
Please.
I'm just firing them off today.
Yeah.
My favorite by far is the old school Pitt gold helmet with the blue lettering.
That was going to be mine.
I love that helmet. Followed by Penn State's classic white helmet.
Like the mustard gold.
That is such a great
That's
helmet.
That's a really good one.
Ray, I have a surprise for
we
you.
We have one right here.
It's certainly Michigan, because I grew up on that. I did a book report on Wolverines when I was a kid. I also played the trumpet and did a book report on that and learned that in French, a trumpet is called the sac butt. Did you know that?
I did not.
Donnie, did you?
I did not know that.
Yeah, sac butt. Not sure that's the right pronunciation, but anyway, it's Michigan and then old school Pitt. I'm with Limits on that. The old school Pitt helmet, Ray, it's gigantic. Do you disagree?
No, like the ones from the early 80s, like the Jackie Sherrill era. Yeah, those were pretty cool.
You know, one we probably should have put on there somewhere. Somebody in the YouTube comments said it.
Tennessee?
Florida State.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are real good. You know what else is good? North Carolina, because of the colors.
Yeah, I was always a fan of the color.
And I can't
wait. Baby blue.
You mentioned it. That place is going to be popping Monday night with Belichick's debut. West Durham telling us you can't get a ticket to the game. So you're going to see that crowd. It's going to be in those beautiful colors. Carolina blue and white, right? Limits, you're a big fan.
Yeah, the Carolina basketball jerseys are my favorite, but they translate well to football as well.
They
it's
do.
Just a cool color. I like the Carolina blue.
All right, Ray. 9 days till the Steelers opener, I believe. Some of the big stories happening. I'll start with this one. Did I miss the end of the Cam Hayward story? Did something happen here to make this what it is now? Is there more drama left? Is he going to get a little more money? What has happened here?
Joe, to my knowledge, nothing has happened. I don't really expect anything to happen. They only practiced twice this week. They practiced Monday. Cam did not practice. Was not available off Tuesday, and then the same situation arose on Wednesday where he was unavailable before they broke for this 4-day weekend. So I suppose we'll find out for sure next week. He'll be obligated to talk next week during a game week, and we might get some clarity on the issue. But I've said it all along, they might do something small for Cam, but any kind of big deal, big money coming his way this year, that's just not going to happen.
In that same vein, Ray, what about Chris Boswell? Same story?
Yeah, I mean, Chris came back, and even like a little bit different. He actually kicked in a preseason game. So that one died quietly as well. I think, the Steelers, as long as Boswell has another good season, they'll take care of him next year. They'll make him the highest paid kicker. They just weren't going to do it a year before they had to.
Donnie, I'm watching this University of Buffalo
You should
game.
See him they in just... here, Ray. A game that happened last night. Joe's throwing his arms up. He's pointing at the TV.
I don't even know who won. They just got an interception. Then the first play is an end-around that loses 10 yards. All right, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Other issues happening. Will Howard. Is there a chance that this guy's just going to languish on IR the rest of the season? And do you agree with the big boy, Mark Cabali, who said who said we may be heading for a lost season for Will Howard?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes for rookies who get hurt in training camp, Joe. I mean, you just go back to last season. Logan Lee had an issue where he was put on IR early. He never got off IR. They had a similar situation with Roman Wilson. I think they brought him back after 4 games. He dressed for 1 game, I think, in Las Vegas. Got hurt again, and then we never heard from him again either. So they've done it in the past. Wouldn't be surprised if they did it again. And, it's unfortunate for Will, but that's just the way the NFL operates. You're not going to put a guy on a 53-man roster, dress him, and count on him if you weren't able to evaluate him during the preseason.
Now, how much of this has to do with how much they like Skylar Thompson and how much they were impressed by his preseason performances?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt Skyler played well. I think he has some fans in that building. You know, they could always bring Will Howard back from IR if they evaluate these guys during the season and maybe there's a fall off. They're more than able to start a 21-day evaluation window on Will and bring him back at some point. But as long as Skyler practices well, and how well do you have to practice being a number three QB, I would expect Howard to stay on IR for the remainder of the season unless there's a significant injury to either Aaron Rodgers or any of the other quarterbacks. Then you could see him back up on the 53.
Ray, what did you make of the Micah Parsons deal?
Yeah, was not expecting that, especially from a team.
Neither
like
was
the Cowboys.
Mossy.
Yeah, I mean this is a franchise that Jerry's at the forefront of the NFL, creating all kinds of new avenues for growth and revenue, and you know the money's there, and they didn't want to pay it out. I think two things happened here, Joe. I think this got personal between Micah and Jerry and the Cowboys. And the other part of this, I think teams are starting to push back on this, paying an edge rusher quarterback money. I don't think teams are happy about it. You know, you look at Parsons, I haven't seen the breakdown of it, but he got $12 million more in full guarantees than TJ Watt got. And TJ just signed his contract a month ago. So things are escalating. And I just think teams are a little bit hesitant to hand out that type of a money, that type of a contract to an edge rusher who's going to only impact the game so much. He's not going to impact the game like a quarterback, that's for sure.
Ray, if the Steelers got offered a package like that for TJ Watt, would they have said yes or no?
I don't know if it ever got to that. I don't think the Steelers would have. I mean, the Steelers, I mean, I suppose the Cowboys are too, but the Steelers are in this win now window. I mean, they want to win for TJ and Cam, you know, guys who are over 30 years old, who have been a part of some good teams, but just haven't been able to, you know, get over the hump in the postseason. So they went out and got Aaron Rodgers for TJ and the older guys on this defense who have, been good soldiers and have gone out and represented the franchise well. So, no, I don't think they would have done it if it got to that point, and I'm almost certain they never even had an offer for something similar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ray Fittipaldo, follow his stuff at postgazette.com. All right, Ray, the never-ending topic, my God, it'll never end, is the Steelers' search for a number two receiver. So one thing seems very clear, and that is that Aaron Rodgers wants another receiver around here. The latest thing we saw is Marquez Valdez-Scantling told a podcast somewhere that Rodgers wanted him. We saw a Packers writer last week say Rodgers inquired to the writer about Romeo Doubs. So forever, you know, whatever we think about it, it seems very clear Rodgers wants another guy. Is that the vibe that you get or the reporting that you have? And if so, who might it be at this point?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, don't be surprised if they do add a receiver at some point. You know, in the NFL, you could pay a guy less money if he's not on the roster in week one and you do it a week later. So that might be reason for some of the delay here. You know, there's also a notion that the Steelers actually do want to see what Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin can provide. And really, for the first time in a month, both those guys are healthy. Calvin Austin looks like he's back to almost 100%. They didn't do anything with him with IR, so he's going to be available week one. Aaron has talked at length about both those guys, how much they've impressed him this summer. So maybe there's a notion they want to see how these guys play before they go out and make a move.
Ray, there's 25 mouths to feed at this point. We have guys coming out of the backfield, Warren and Johnson, and Gainwell's the third down guy. We have DK Metcalf. We have 17 tight ends that everybody think are going to be heavily involved. Now we have Roman Wilson. We have Calvin Austin. How many footballs is Aaron Rodgers going to play with this year? And now we have these stories coming out that he still wants another receiver. Yeah. I'll tell you what I think. You know, I think the wide receiver who catches the second most passes in week one is going to be, and maybe for the whole season, Scotty Miller. That's who. I think he's going to be on the field before Roman Wilson and before Calvin Austin, because I think that's who Rodgers wants out there.
Well, Scotty had a great camp. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure he was on the roster at the beginning of camp. I think he earned himself a spot. And it's funny sometimes, you know, Ben had these guys along the way, right? Ben had Eli Rogers. Eli Rogers never played for anyone else except for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben also had Ryan Switzer. Now, Ryan Switzer came from the Raiders, but Ryan Switzer didn't play for anyone else after the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, listen, Scotty is one of Aaron's guys. He's earned that. And I think you're right. I think he might get some opportunities. I also think you're right, Joe, that they've got a lot of weapons and they're going to have to satisfy, they're going to have to, you know, feed the egos of these guys, and it's not going to be easy. I think the end result is DK is going to get the vast majority of the targets, and then you're going to see a piecemeal after that. It's going to be different every single week. I think that's the way they're going to approach it.
Donnie, I didn't say they had a lot of weapons. I said they had a lot of humans who will want the football, but you go ahead.
Ray, is the hay in the barn, is the door closed on the Gabe Davis stuff? We haven't heard his name in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem like it's something that they're really pushing at this point. It's been reported by the Post-Gazette that was just another medical checkup. So maybe there are some issues with his recovery. If he's not signed yet, maybe there's just some issues that he's not in shape. But that is not something that is on the horizon or on the radar right now.
Should we be led to believe that the Steelers were the one team that Adam Schefter reported called the Raiders about Jacoby Myers?
You know, I haven't heard that. I know that was a rumor. I'm not going to say it was reported. I guess it was a rumor that the Steelers were the team, but no, I have no reporting or I haven't heard that.
All right, Ray. We're going to get to free association in just a moment here. You know, Molsey used to get mad, Donnie. You know how I gave you the signal, I want to ask one more question, and you gave it to me. How else would you signal to somebody other than that you wanted to follow up like you just did to me, which was fine. It was great. Molsey used to get mad at me for doing that. What am I supposed to do?
You have to go with like the hand signals and silent communication.
It's like a silent count in football, right? There has to be hand signals going on here. Yet Mulsey didn't like it. Do you hear about Mulsey's freezing cold hot take, Ray? Would you like to hear about it?
No. Which one?
Well, Ray, it was right around it was about an hour before the guys had you on yesterday. And at 4:11 p.m., Chris put out there, "No one is going to convince me that this Cowboys Parsons saga ends with anything other than a market setting deal for Parsons and him suiting up for Dallas 1 week from today." About 45 minutes later, the deal was done. Parsons was a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah. That's not great.
That one's colder than Cordarrelle Patterson late in the Cincy game when Artie sent him around end. Ray, before we move on to free association, let's play another game with myself, you, Donnie, and City Limits here. Greg Brown came on with the PM guys the other day, all right? And the context of this conversation was around whether the Pirates are close or not. And you lost it, Limits. You lost the clip.
I'm not going to lie. I did.
That's fine.
I think I saved it as something else because I look at the file and it's different.
Ray. Let's get to free association. You ready?
I'm ready.
I bet you were riveted by that story, weren't you?
Well, I was listening yesterday and Brownie pretty much blew you off, right?
Yeah, that was the story. Yeah. What do you think happened there, Donnie?
Oh, was it the thing about your birthday?
Yes, but Pony put a poison pill in there when he said Starkey agrees with you about the Pirates are closer than people think. Now, he's always really negative, but it's also his 60th birthday. And I think that Greg didn't like where that was headed, or maybe he just doesn't like me, but his reaction to
that... He kind of just awkwardly laughed.
He awkwardly laughed and said, let's get back to the point. There was no happy birthday, no nothing. Were you listening to that?
That's what my takeaway was. He didn't even slip in like, happy birthday to Joe.
Right.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Starkey said that, and you know how negative he can be, and he did turn 60 today.
He pounded the table, Brownie, and said they're going to have a good rotation next year and that they already have one right now. And yes, he did turn 60 today.
Well, anyway, I mean, to the point.
He didn't what even say that. Ray, how do you read this?
I don't think he likes you, Joe.
But we've always been friendly. I can text Greg right now. I've been friendly with him. Play that from the beginning again. And again, the context, hold on a second, Limits, is Greg had just said the Pirates are closer than people think. And then Pony jumped in.
Starkey said that, and you know how negative he can be, and he did turn 60 today.
He pounded the table, Brownie, and said they're going to have a good rotation next year and that they already have one right now. And yes, he did turn 60 today.
Well, anyway, I mean, to the point.
Donnie, we determined yesterday that Pony dropped the poison pill. Starkey's Mr. Negative.
Because he said you're negative.
And I'm not sure if Greg thought they were kidding that I was 60 or kidding that it was my birthday. I think Greg heard all of this and thought to himself, I don't know what's happening here.
I have to pivot.
I'll do an uncomfortable laugh and pivot. I think that's what happened. I still have to send, I have the clip here now that I look at it, and I'm going to send it to Greg and say, how should I interpret this? How do you interpret it?
I don't mind him like wanting to change the subject. I thought he at least would have slipped in a little like, happy birthday, Joe.
So do I, except I think he might have been kidding. Maybe he doesn't think I'm actually 60. It seems like a lot of people are surprised by that.
That's because you look so young.
Right. Ray, so in the end, do you honestly think that was Brownie taking a mild or maybe a major shot at me?
I think he hates you.
It's getting worse by the second, Donnie. Limits, where do you fall finally on this?
I still think that Greg was uncomfortable and was trying to do something to make sure that he could just get away from that.
So do I. I'm going to have to go with that. Donnie, I've had a nice relationship with Greg for years now. I did a huge takeout on him in the paper once.
Yeah, he probably just thought, here's Pony and Chris. Like, they're pulling my leg, telling me it's Joe's birthday. It's not right. You know, he can't be 60 already.
Right. We're gonna have, but again, you're right too. Why not slip in even a hey if it is Joe's birthday, happy birthday? Why not? Why not? Of all people, I feel hurt.
You have to text Greg. He gets to spend the weekend in Boston.
And we have Bob Walk coming on today. Maybe he'll.
I think
help
that's
us.
A good. Yeah. That's a good question for him. Maybe it leads it off.
I think so. All right, Ray, you ready?
Ready. Let's go.
Who do you think, after DK Metcalf, leads the wide receivers in targets in week one?
Calvin Austin.
Which tight end gets the most targets?
In week one?
Yeah.
Freiermuth.
Which running back gets the most touches?
Jalen Warren.
Are you satisfied that Highsmith and Herbig are going to be healthy and ready, in Highsmith's case, for a normal workload in week one?
Yes, Highsmith says he's going to be ready, and I think he's going to have to be because I'm not entirely sure Herbig is going to play.
Any other injuries that are of concern to you right now?
No, I mean, that's the big one. And Mike kind of sprung it on us on Monday, kind of under the radar. But I think a lot of people thought that was a little bit less serious than it was when it happened in that preseason game against the Bucs.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
Wow, the quickest free association ever, Joe.
Yeah, Limits has given me the, you know, when people want a replay challenge in basketball that we have to wrap up here.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.